This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu has said that micro, small and medium enterprises form the backbone of both the Indian and global economy. By fostering entrepreneurship, generating employment and promoting inclusive development, MSMEs continue to drive economic transformation at the grassroots level. Addressing the International MSME Day function in New Delhi yesterday, the President said the MSME sector is playing an important role in the progress of the country.
सूक्ष्म लघु और मध्यम उद्यम न केवल देश के सफल घरेलू उत्पाद में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान देते हैं बल्कि वे जमीनी स्तर पर नवाचार को भी बढ़ावा देते हैं ये उद्यम रोजगार सृजन के साथ साथ सामाजिक समावेश को भी सफल प्रदान करते हैं एक अनुमान के अनुसार एमएसएमई क्षेत्र भारत के सफल घरेलू उत्पाद में लगभग 30% विनिर्माण क्षेत्र में 36% और निर्यात में 45% का योगदान रहा है
President Murmu said that the MSME sector not only contributes significantly to the country's GDP, but also promotes innovation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah visited the Information and Library Network in Flibnet Center in Gandhinagar yesterday. During his visit, he reviewed the development of libraries. In a social media post, Mr. Shah stated that InfliBNet is continuously enhancing libraries by integrating them with cutting-edge technology. Mr. Shah also launched the Sastu Sahitya Vardha Karyale mobile app, which is expected to be highly beneficial for book enthusiasts in accessing their favorite books. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an 8-day official visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia in the next month. The Prime Minister will visit Ghana on the 2nd and 3rd of next month. In the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will pay an official visit to Trinidad and Tobago from 3rd to 4th July. In the third leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Argentina from 4th to 5th of July. The Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral talks with President Milei. The Prime Minister will then travel to Brazil from the 5th to the 8th of July to attend the 17th BRICS Summit 2025 in Rio de Janeiro. In Bihar, senior officials of the Election Commission of India ECI team held separate meetings yesterday at different district headquarters with commissionerate-level machinery and discussed the ongoing Special Intense Review SIR and other things related to the upcoming assembly elections. The whole door-to-door verification exercise of SIR will be conducted through booth-level officers or BLOs. The ECI Net app will provide an online facility to electorates for grievance redressal. Senior Deputy Election Commissioner Manish Garg informed officials that for voters' convenience, a new feature, Book a Call with BLO, has been added to the ECI Net app. The 3-day visit of the ECI team concluded yesterday. India is exporting 10 diesel-electric locomotives of 3,300 horsepower to Mozambique. These locomotives, manufactured by Banaras Locomotive Works, are not only technologically advanced, but also have several special facilities for the driver. This includes aesthetic cab design, toilet facilities and a refrigerator. Talking to Akashvani News, Executive Director, Information and Publicity of the Railway Board, Dilip Kumar said, out of these 10 locomotives, 2 have been successfully delivered to Mozambique this month, while the remaining 8 are scheduled to be delivered by the end of this year. India has rejected a ruling issued by the so-called Court of Arbitration on the Kishanganga and Ratle hydroelectric projects situated in the Indian Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs dismissed the supplemental award given by the illegal Court of Arbitration purportedly constituted under the Indus Waters Treaty 1960. The ministry said India has never recognized the legal validity of this court of arbitration, terming its constitution a serious breach of the Indus Waters Treaty. And in chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyanand won the second edition of the Uzbekistan Masters Cup in Tashkent yesterday. With this victory, the 19-year-old became the number one ranked Indian chess player in the live classical FIDE ratings for the first time in his career. And that is the end of this news bulletin.